A lot going on in Ukraine on levels that we'll never know about. We won't hear. But thanks to people like Mitchell Henderson, who has a very good sources over there and has been, of course, a military veteran, former police officer. You know the game by now. He knows how deep this particular... Well, let me just rephrase it. First, Mitchell, welcome back to the program. Thanks for being here.
Well, thank you, Jeff. Thank you for having me.
Okay. Now, I cannot imagine the U.S. and its NATO flunky extension pushing much harder. Oh, I can imagine a little harder, but they're pushing Putin awfully hard into the corner now. They've got him up against the wall. They're now attacking villages, the two major oil depots, 70 miles inside of Russia, with allegedly Ukrainian missiles. I suggest those missiles could have been ours. We don't know. We also know that there are at least 50 top-level or medium-high-level French military officers trapped in the Mariupol steelworks, along with UK officers and American officers. So how are they going to get rid of those bodies? How is the Azov battalion going to protect itself? They've been ordered to fight to the death. They're running out of food. They have lots of civilians to act as human shields. It's getting to be really ugly over there. Anyway, this is World War III. So how much more do you think, I don't want to mess up your narrative, but Putin's got to be thinking about a lot of different kinds of options at this point, I would think.
Well, you have to remember that we're listening to the American narrative of what's going on over there. You have to remember that we keep saying things like, well, the Russians haven't met their objectives. Well, we don't know what their objectives are. Objectives are usually pretty top secret, you know? So how would we know? Do we have mind readers or something that can read the minds of the general staff? I don't know. We just pull this, our government just pulls this stuff out of their butt. We have people, we have military analysts that have never won a war, ever, who have destroyed our military, and they are making telling us what the Russians are doing. I don't think they're qualified to do that. Okay, they did not go through a real rigorous military training like the United States used to have years ago during the Cold War. Okay, so I think the picture that we're getting spun every day, that's not the picture that Putin's seeing. The picture that Putin's seeing is he's seeing success after success. Okay.
Yep.
So let me get into some of the meat of this here. Okay.
You're right ahead.
So last week, I had heard from an intelligence analyst that April 24th would be a good day for China to invade Taiwan and for Russia to nuke Kiev and other major cities. That would have happened starting on April 23rd for us because of time zones. Apparently, it did not happen. That is why I cautioned that I was loath to give an exact date, even if it was somebody else's exact date. I'm trying to report, and I just prefer to just report to the audience what I have heard, even if I do not agree. Okay, so a friend of mine in Colorado named Edward Keith sent me an article from the Hindustan Times saying that Taiwanese news indeed reported the Chinese communists attacked Taipei on Sunday, but then retracted the story. Remember that the Chinese were going to use cloud cover to cross the Strait of Taiwan. Apparently, Taiwanese intelligence thought it was a good day to attack, too, but it was not the day of the attack. And I'll get into probably why. We have looked at Russian objectives in World War III, but we really need to look at China, Russia, and Iran, and what objectives they have in common as the main objective of World War III, not just in Ukraine, but in the world. Okay, their enemy sort of defines what they're fighting for. On February 24th, Russia took the initiative by invading Ukraine. After Russia took the initiative, the Marxist pedophile Biden stated on March 21st, quote, a new world order would soon be established and that it was up to the United States to lead it. So that is America's global strategy. It has been America's global strategy since 1917, okay, since President Woodrow Wilson. The enemy likes to attack when their opponent is weak. What signaled American weakness? Okay, our shameful and inept defeat in Afghanistan. Russians see hope here. Afghanistan was the graveyard of Marxism in the Soviet Union, so they think that they have a chance of destroying Marxism in America now. Okay, so let's start in January 2021 when the Marxist pedophile dictator Biden signed Executive Orders 13950, titled Combating Race and Sex Stereotyping in the Federal Government, and Executive Order 13985, Advancing Racial Equity and Support for Underserved Communities Throughout the Federal Government. These two executive orders have destroyed our military and our law enforcement. Racial equity means that half of our military must be female, and only 57% can be white, that's including females. To create equity, we have to promote people of color, LGBT people, and females above and before promoting any straight white males, no matter how unqualified those people are.
Yeah.
To promote according to ability or merit is called ableism, which is a form of racism in critical race theory. They actually want about 40% female, 20% LGBT, and 40% male in any military unit. Each unit down to the squad, that's 10 people, must reflect the racial, ethnic, sexual, and gender proportions as they are in the actual populations. This means hiring and promoting by your identity instead of your ability. For example, if you join the Army and you go to basic combat training, if you are female, a person of color, or LGBT, the drill sergeant will poke the necessary holes in your target so that you can qualify on the firing range. Okay, so we have a lot of bad shots out there that nobody knows about except the drill sergeants. You will find your push-ups count two for every one you do. On the runs, the straight white male can cross the finish line when the female does, but it took her only 7 minutes to cross and pass, while you took 8 minutes and 15 seconds to fail. In 8 years of my son being in the military, I went to every Christmas party and saw that only LGBT people of color and women got awards and decorations, and females always got promotions ahead of men.
Wow.
They're trying to get at least half of the generals to be women,
Mitchell,
so they have to push this. Yes.
Excuse me. It's over. Yeah, our military is doomed. There's no reversing this. It's done.
There's not.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, it gets worse as it goes on. So they have to respect black culture so black men can use prostitutes and cheat on their wives because the Army has decided that is a part of their culture. Straight white men would get a dishonorable discharge. Married women soldiers can have sex with a different guy every day, and she will never go to prison for 5 years or be dishonorably discharged no matter what. A straight white male who commits adultery just once goes to prison and gets a dishonorable discharge. This has been happening since 2008. It did not stop under Trump. Nothing changed at all. Since the pedophile Marxist Biden dictator signed the executive orders in January 2021, this process has been put into warp drive. I've talked to military personnel who entered since Biden became dictator, and they say if you are a female person of color, LGBT, they just pencil in passing scores for you. They no longer even make a show of it. You can only fail if you are a straight white male. And even if you pass, an appropriate amount of straight white males that actually pass will be failed. New recruits to the Army are paid $50,000 enlistment bonus. So I went to an Army recruitment center last week and told them that I had three nephews that were thinking about enlisting. They asked if they were white like me. I said, of course. They said that they would not qualify for the bonus because the Army already has too many white men. These were white recruiters. they must obey or lose their jobs.
We have no chance to defend ourselves with a military like this. None. It's a joke.
Oh,
it's got to be the laughing stock of modern military history.
It is, of all history. It's ridiculous. So in many big cities, the police departments have been put under FBI consent decrees. Over the years, almost all cities and counties over 500,000 people are under federal control. I used to be a cop, so I can get cops to speak freely with me. I asked a state cop, a county deputy, and a big city policeman if the equity orders apply to them. They all replied the same. Minimize arrests of people of color, LGBT, or females. Avoid arresting them at all costs. You will not be penalized if you see one of these underprivileged commit a serious felony in your presence and you ignore it. That's called misprision of a felony, and it itself is a felony. So they're having officers commit felonies. Okay. Also, they are trying to target veterans with veteran stickers on their cars and pull them over. If the pulled over is a straight white male, they are to ticket heavy and to look for things to jail them on so they will lose their gun rights. They said how if you want to avoid a ticket, you need a BLM, gay pride, or the two yellow dashes, the equal mark for the Equal Rights Amendment sticker
yes.
on your car. They
bumper
have to
stickers.
Absolutely ticket. Yes, they have to absolutely ticket anyone with a Blue Lives Matter veterans or Trump sticker on their car. And this is what they told me. And this is in a big city that's under the FBI decree, okay? On 22 April, Earth Day, the pedophile Marxist dictator Biden said that our military was going green and all military vehicles must be electric. Okay, I don't know how they're going to do that. We have no electric vehicles. But
out in the battlefield. Out in the battlefield. Your electric tank.
Oh, yeah, we'll have
you,
to
you
have,
run out of. But where do we plug it in, sir?
Yes, those are obvious questions. So this is putting politics over practical reality. This makes the primary objective of the American armed forces equity and climate change, or white supremacy and climate change are the greatest threat to the United States, as General Mark Milley said. It is almost as if defending the nation is an unimportant afterthought. I think our current leadership is the greatest threat to the United States that we've ever had. The Russians and Chinese know this. They also know that our economy and supply chains are faltering and that Western governments are actually preventing additional oil pumping and food production. They know that the sanctions against Russia are destroying economic globalism. Yet Russia could overwhelm Russia could overwhelm Ukraine in a week, but it takes time for the NATO allies to destroy their own economies. Time is on their side, not ours. Okay. So the number one objective of China, Russia, and Iran is to destroy the petrodollar and the dollar as the reserve and trade currency of the world. If they do this, then we will have hyperinflation in the USA, and Americans will be starving and freezing to death by winter. The petro yuan is picking up steam because China is backing the yuan with gold, something the USA cannot do without devaluing the dollar to the point of it being worthless. Russia is backing the ruble with gold also. Nations have already dumped $2.6 trillion in U.S. bonds. The U.S. dollar is headed down the path to uselessness. Your government is lying to you about how wonderfully everything is going. When you find out that they have lied to you comprehensively about everything, it will be too late for you to do anything about it. The pedophile Marxist Biden regime has been waging a diplomatic war to get the rest of the world to isolate Russia. The world is not listening. They're sick of being bullied and threatened by the United States. For example, Turkey invoked the Montrose Treaty to stop all Russian and Ukrainian warships from passing through the Strait of Bosphorus into the Black Sea. Turkey announced yesterday that the Russian military aircraft or aircraft carrying troops or military supplies may not cross Turkish airspace to Syria. Today, Turkey announced that NATO warships and ships carrying supplies to Ukraine may not pass through the Strait of Bosphorus. NATO declared that that
it Wait a minute. NATO did this and not Turkey?
No, Turkey did this. Turkey declared that it was neutral in the war in Ukraine, and it is maintaining a cordial relationship with both sides. And the Montrose Treaty does say to cut down all military shipping, except Turkey's, of course, because it's their country. China has even declared that freezing a nation's foreign reserves are a violation of sovereignty. Even our own allegedly close ally, Israel, has not sanctioned Russia and has started investing in the Chinese yuan as a reserve currency and have begun dumping their dollar and euro holdings. In Israel's case, they intend on attacking Iran and expect the U.S. to sanction them. The Wall Street Journal reported last week that Saudi Arabia may break relations with the USA. The pedophile Marxist Biden regime snubbed them when they were in need of anti-missile missiles. So now that we need oil, Saudi Arabia is snubbing us. Okay. What are we missing in all of the reporting on this war is that Russia is winning the strike against the world, New World Order financial systems. That's why they don't make a big deal about all the fake news on how they're doing on the battlefield in Ukraine. Okay, that's distracting people from realizing that their economy is about to implode. Okay, more nations are sympathetic to Russia than the United States. Even the FBI reported on April 23rd that the Russians can shut down the world food supply if they want to. Now the FBI has no way of knowing that. But later this year, when your kids are starving to death due to moronic policies of the pedophile Marxist Biden regime, we know that they intend to blame Russia for it. The Marxist Democratic Party of the USA always blames Russia for their failures. A bad economy cannot support a war. In World War II, military operations required 1 gallon of gasoline per soldier per day. Now it takes 20 gallons per soldier per day. Europe and the USA cannot sustain such a war. You cannot do green energy and war at the same time. The sissies that run our government do not understand that war is fundamentally destructive. With the pouring of $800 million of military equipment per month into the Ukraine, as well as many other NATO nations, we are depleting our military supplies rapidly. Captain Bob in Boston has run down sources that basically report that General Mark Milley has said that we are rapidly depleting our own military supply chains and that Ukraine is using in a day what we think they would use in a week. Milley has never been a cop, so he cannot connect the dots to see what they are obviously that they are obviously going to the black market. It's like a rich man that marries a prostitute only to find his fortune is gone when he needs it. My apologies to prostitutes for comparing them to something so completely evil, corrupt, and satanic as the Ukrainian government. China and Russia see this and are happy about it. Last week, CNN reported that shipping these weapons to Ukraine is like them being swallowed in a black hole. Like I said several weeks ago, the Ukrainian army is a criminal gang, and they are selling the weapons that we give them on the black market. You see, the Ukrainian army knows that it is losing, and the commanders want to make as much money as they can before Russia's victory. The U.S. government has claimed that when shipping weapons to Ukraine, they factored in that much of it would go to the black market. So it's like our government knows they're doing it, but they're sending it anyway. The G20 Economic Forum will not take place this year because the G7 nations want to exclude Russia, and so many nations say if Russia isn't going, neither are they. This includes Brazil, India, China, South Africa, Indonesia, Mexico, Saudi Arabia, Turkey, and South Korea. This is almost half of the G20 nations. Russia may have already killed economic globalism. Larry Fink, the CEO of BlackRock, has said that sanctions have killed globalism. The world is polarizing, just as Russia planned. It will keep polarizing, and the hot war will expand from Ukraine and suck the whole world in.
Uh-huh.
So, now, this is a report from Ukraine, but first I want you to follow this narrative, okay? Because too many times the news does not do this. So a year ago, Russia made it clear that they would use low-yield nukes in conventional war. My source says that the Russians are pulling back from major cities because it is cheaper to nuke them than waste soldiers' lives. On April 20th, The Economist magazine said that Russia has warned NATO that it may make nuclear strikes on nations that supply or aid Ukrainian forces. On April 20th,
That's a big announcement that was not given remotely competent coverage here in the controlled Bolshevik media. It's just a joke. They said it
only
right there.
Only one person said anything about it, and that was on April 20th. Victor Davis Hanson said in his opinion page, quote, Russian President Vladimir Putin has recently boasted of possibly using nukes against both Ukraine and, more ominously, those NATO countries who aided Kiev.
He promised two, 3 months ago. He said anybody who supplies the Ukraine army with weapons that kill Russian soldiers is a combatant.
Right.
He said it. And now he's repeating that. He has every right to take whatever action he wants. Go ahead.
Yes, he does. So anyways, this article in The Economist magazine and Victor Davis Hanson said this on April 20th. So on April 21st, the pedophile Marxist dictator Biden authorized $800 million more in new arms shipments to Ukraine, just the day after it was made public that a red line that they can send to war. On April 22nd, Victoria Nuland said that Russia would pay an astronomical price should it use a nuclear war weapon in Ukraine. Let me assure you that if we do anything about them using a nuke in Ukraine, that it is us that will pay the astronomical price. On April 23rd, Russian Lieutenant General Krylov said that the USA was going to set off a nuclear device in Ukraine in order to frame Moscow.
Sure.
Okay, notice that was just the day after Victoria Nuland made her threat. Okay.
Right.
On April 24th, CIA Director William Burns said that Russia will use low-yield nukes in Ukraine because all of the Russian war plans have failed. There is a nuance here. All military plans always fail. It is an axiom of war that the plan does not survive the initiation of the battle. Every soldier knows this, but civilians don't know this. What matters is not plans, it is objectives. You always change the plans to meet the objectives. Russia responds that they are meeting their objectives and that they have not had any setbacks. Consider that Russia has taken territory of the Ukraine that is bigger than the United Kingdom. If any nation is on the end of Russia's nuclear arsenal, it will cease to exist as a modern state with a functioning society. It is NATO's irresponsible posturing that may result in the use of Russia's nuclear weapons. And that is a statement from the Russian Defense Ministry.
Question.
Yes.
Would Putin first hit the UK, London area, the whole basic bottom of the UK, with an EMP to fry all their circuitry, put them back in the Middle Ages, to give them the idea they've got to stop the crap? Would that be a first step, a reasonable step, rather than to nuke them?
Go nuclear, it gives the other countries can retaliate. So actually, Russia has they don't have this thing where they hold back in their fighting. It's like if they're going to go to nuclear war, they're going to go all out nuclear from the get-go. Now, they're not going to launch all their nuclear weapons. They have enough nuclear weapons to destroy Europe and the United States without if they just use half of them.
Right.
So they have plenty of nukes. Russia is effectively bombing weapons and supply depots. I remember that Slovakia sent an S-300 ABM system to the Ukraine one day, and Russia bombed it the very next day. So a lot of the supplies that we're sending are also getting blown to smithereens if they don't make it into the black market in time. Okay, the Times of London reported that there are, in fact, active-duty U.S. and British troops fighting inside Ukraine. The British forces include two special British SAS teams, that's Special Air Service. It's like their special forces, that specialize in organizing mass protests, assassinations, and terrorist attacks. We may have seen some of that recently. The Times reported that, in fact, the U.S. and British sources never left Ukraine when the war started. That is, NATO troops entering Ukraine is a red line that the Russians set for a nuclear war on NATO. And the Times of London has reported that, well, we're there already. On April 24th, Russia set new nuclear red lines. If NATO extends into Finland and Sweden, it will be a nuclear war without question. If nuclear weapons or nuclear weapons delivery systems are placed in nations next to Russia, that is a red line for nuclear war. Last week, the U.S. government certified that the F-35s that are flying around NATO's border right now with Russia are a nuclear bomb weapons delivery system. Okay? So we say the stupidest things. I mean, we're the ones who are going to trigger the nuclear war, not Russia. We're going to do something stupid.
I concur. I completely concur.
It's because, see, our politicians, they are so used to woke virtue signaling and not actually doing any action whatsoever. They just virtue signal things, okay? So that's going to get them in trouble. Russia's policy on nuclear war was signed into law June 2nd, 2020. This is a document titled, quote, Basic Principles of State Policy of the Russian Federation on Nuclear Deterrence. I have a copy. If I have a copy, the CIA has a copy, and the Department of Defense has a copy. So it says exactly what the Russians have warned us not to do. They warned us 2 years ago. So, in short, NATO has crossed Russia's red lines.
Repeatedly. I'm surprised there hasn't been any retaliation or retribution yet. You know what else, Austin, that bright light Secretary of Defense that we have said? He said, Russia, our goal is to reduce Russia's strength and weaken it so that it can never fight another war. What does that sound like? What does that sound like, Mitch? Sounds like nuking them into the Stone Age.
Right, and it's hubris also, okay? Because, once again,
Russia's
twice
moron.
The size
he's an idiot.
Of the U.S. with
yeah,
half of the
idiot.
People of the U.S. So
correct.
We're the ones who will suffer in a nuclear war, not Russia. Russia's ready for it. They've been preparing for a long time. So when can we expect a nuclear war? It can come any minute, as soon as Russia is ready. They have the initiative when it comes to nuclear war. They'll start it when they want to, okay? And they have their own reasons, and there's nobody in the CIA who can define what those reasons are, okay? My source in the Ukraine says that the war is going good for the Russians. A Russian battalion commander, he's over where they're attacking the Donbass now, said Russia on day one destroyed Ukrainian ground radar intercept capability and gained air superiority. That is the first objective of any invasion. The second objective is to destroy the enemy's army. The Ukrainians do not have an army. All they have is a gaggle of criminal gangs that prey upon innocent civilians. The Russian commander said that Ukraine has murdered more of its own people than the Russian army has done so far. They have been encircling the Ukrainian forces in the Donbass and have already started bombarding the enemy trenches. The Russians intend to encircle Ukrainian forces in the Donbass, then Ukrainian forces would be split. You should never split your forces. In Mariupol, they have surrounded the Ukrainian fighters in a steel plant. That steel plant has miles of underground tunnels. Since it would cost too many Russian soldiers' lives to go in and take it, Putin has decided to surround it and starve the fighters out. The special forces units that were fighting them have moved to the Donbass front. So Captain Bob from Boston, who is always searching for information to post on his Gab account, sent me a video of two Ukrainian girls, about 15 years old, were caught by Ukrainian soldiers with a Russian news site on their Instagram. They were pretty young women and respectful. The Ukrainian soldiers robbed them, then beat them up, punching them, then kicking them in the face. Then they poured green paint on their faces to mark them as traitors. Americans, your dictator, the pedophile Marxist Biden, is taking money from you to pay Ukrainian soldiers to rob and beat little girls. I wonder if you're comfortable with that. I am not. I would kill those sissy soldiers if I could find them. Okay. And I don't mind saying this on the air because
You wouldn't be alone, my friend.
Finding them is next to nil.
I watched a video of some alleged Ukrainian military jerk in Kiev rattling off Ukrainian victory after victory in the Donbass. Said that the Russians tried to attack 7 times and were driven back each time. Just the string of lies was nonstop. And then I read the actual sit rep on the ground. It's the opposite, totally the opposite.
Well, it's propaganda because Ukraine's getting filthy rich after the United States. And that money is not going to the people. It's going to the leadership.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Oh, it's going to bank accounts all over the place.
Oh, yeah. So I would just advise, watch this war. Watch how people act and prepare. That is coming here soon. Okay. So let me go on with China real
Mitch,
quick.
Mitch, one other thing. We do not have a viable military to defend us against an organized ground and air invasion. We don't have it now. We don't. All we have is a threat of nukes. And our nuclear deterrence has been gravely weakened by Obama and before that and after that. And we are... If the Chinese were to put 250,000 troops in Canada, in Vancouver, and launch an invasion, who's going to stop them?
Well,
who's
no going to
stop them?
No one will stop them. So
go ahead.
There isn't anything to stop them. So like this virtue signaling. Let me give you a perfect example of the stupidity of things. So Finland and Sweden. We're talking about joining NATO, okay? Only Sweden was a little bit reluctant in doing it, but the woke president of Finland, she decided, they have to join NATO, okay? So Sweden was a little bit reluctant, but the United States and the United Kingdom went to Sweden and said, hey, if you apply for NATO membership, we will be your defense until it is actually signed, okay? But the main thing is, do you see what's going on there? They did not offer that same thing to Finland because that would be a red line for Russia, okay? So Finland can join, but they can't join NATO. They can't be a vote until June the 19th. So we may have... You know, and from what happened just now today in Sweden, okay, that's kind of signaling Russia that, well, if you attack Finland before they become a part of NATO, that's none of our business, okay? So they're virtue signaling. You know, Russia can read between the lines. I don't know why we think they're stupid. They're not stupid. They're smart people, okay? So that's a good example.
Look at the gorgeous architecture and treasures in St. Petersburg. These are extraordinarily brilliant as a culture. Eastern Europeans, they're Europeans. Go ahead. Jeez, we're in trouble.
Yeah, they've had many accomplishments. Chemistry itself. There would be no chemistry without Mendeleev.
Rimsky-Korsakov. Rimsky-Korsakov, Tchaikovsky, Shostakovich.
Dostoevsky, Tolstoy.
Come on.
They have a lot of rich culture. And what do we have? We have Story Hour for 5 years old at the library. That's our crowning achievement in America here. So let's talk about China real quick. So China did not invade Taiwan this Sunday. Remember that party politics is essential to the timing of the attack. If Xi went now and failed, he would not be reelected to the party Congress in October. But if he attacked in September, the outcome would not be known by the time of the party Congress, and China would be united in a united mood while the actual war was happening. Also, the USA will be much poorer due to the woke law enforcement agencies in the USA. There might even be a rioting and civil war in the United States by then. I mean, China can just sit back and wait for us to self-destruct. You know, we will have blown all of our assets on Ukraine, and taking Taiwan would be easier for them. Earlier this week, China signed a mutual defense treaty with the Solomon Islands, allowing Chinese naval vessels to resupply there. It is the first Chinese military base outside of the first island chain in the Pacific.
Yep.
The very reason why the United States and all these other countries doesn't want China to take Taiwan back. Okay. On April 23rd, the U.S. warned China not to build military bases on the islands. And on the 24th, Australia also warned China against building military bases there. We really are the bullies of the world. Inside the USA, American subjects are told to obey or be threatened. Overseas, the USA thinks all other nations should obey the pedophile Marxist dictator Biden. Under international law, it is none of the U.S. or Australia's business what the Solomon Islands do with China. They are sovereign states. Australia and the USA had pulled their embassies out of the Solomon Islands years ago because they didn't think it was an important place. If you break relations with your girlfriend, you have no say over who she dates next, right? So so the logic of World War II can be summed up by the current most prominent Zionist philosopher, Noah Yuval Hariri. He said, "The days of having a soul and freedom of choice are over." If you know people who have taken the vax, you know that those days are here already. Okay? Because the vax has taken their soul and taken their freedom of choice. Okay, that's why we're such a nation of sheeple. You know, there's other causes too, but I'm sure that's why it was so important to get 100% people vaccinated in this country. Because now the unvaxxed are a threat to national security. Okay. Hmm. So, I don't know. We're just making a real big mess of everything. I mean, at the same time that Russia is building up its forces and it's getting some practical combat experience, what are we doing? We're destroying our military. Okay.
Correct.
Yeah. You know, it's just how it is. Even there's some guys that train people at the Ranger School in Georgia and Florida, and they told me that they had to bend over backwards and give these females chance after chance after chance to pass the course. The fact is they can't pass the course to the standards that the men have to meet, okay? And now there's actually, we have a total of 8 Ranger companies, that's all. One of those companies is led by a female captain.
Oh, my.
So you can see what that is. There are now, there's just right now, there's only 620 females in like infantry and armored cavalry and armor and stuff. But their goal is to up that to half of our soldiers being.
Oh,
that.
Come on. This is nothing against women, but come on.
I noticed this when I was a police officer, okay? And in the Army. In the Army, for example, when I first went in, there was a guy in my squad. I hated his guts, and he hated my guts. We couldn't stand each other, okay? But if he got in trouble, I would march right down and lie for him to save his butt. And I was sure that if I got into trouble, he would come down and he would lie for me to get me out of trouble, okay? So that's what squad cohesion is about in the military. In other words, people don't have to like each other. Don't even have to be anything like each other at all, but they'll right. have each other's back, okay? Yep. So in the 5 years that I was a police officer, that's the first time. When I was in the military, there were no women in my unit, so I had nothing to compare it with. But when I was a police officer for 5 years, I noticed something very distinct about women. Whereas a man would stick his neck out and lie to save another police officer, okay, a woman will not even tell the truth to save you, okay? Will not even tell the truth if that will save you, okay? Wow. A fellow male will lie for you, but a woman won't even tell the truth for you. So mm-hmm. do you think that having females in the infantry is going to make a good unit? I mean, unit cohesion, this loyalty to each other within the squad level and the platoon level and so forth, that's a synergistic thing. So if you have 10 well-trained soldiers and they're all together and they have each other's backs, it's like having 40 well-trained soldiers, okay? If you have 10 well-trained soldiers and they don't have each other's back, it's like having two or three soldiers trained, okay? It's just a bad idea. Back during the Vietnam War, some of those countries, they use women in their things. Well, they said, okay, so when you're going to take out the enemy, the first person you want to shoot is the radio man, because with that radio, he can call in support, air support, artillery support, mortar support, or other troops to come and help, okay? If you get the radio man too, well, that's great. Okay. The second person you want is not the platoon leader, the officer, but the platoon sergeant, because he's very well trained and he's the guy who actually holds the unit together. Okay. Platoon sergeant is a senior sergeant with, 15, 16 years of experience. Okay. He knows what he's doing. The lieutenant has no idea. He just came out of college or whatever. Okay. So he's supposed to learn from his, platoon sergeant. Okay. The third person you want to shoot is the medic, because it destroys the morale of the unit, because there'll be nobody there to help them if they get hurt.
Wow.
The next yeah. person that you want to shoot is any female, and you don't want to kill her. You want to take a shot in a place that will put her down, that will cause her to scream out in extreme pain, and then just sit there and wait, because out of nature, out of instinct, men sure. will rush out and expose themselves to yeah. help the woman, and then you can pick them off one by one. Okay. So,
where are you reading this data from again, Mitch?
I learned this in Laos in 1973 from the Hmong Hill tribes, because the Phet Lao and the Pavan, they had female soldiers and stuff, so they learned to do. They had female soldiers too, but the Hmong were a little bit different. Like, if you hit the woman, okay, well, she's gone. They have a different culture, okay? So, anyways, they're the ones who taught me that, okay? They're the ones that taught me, for example, like, if you set a booby trap, you don't set a booby trap every 100 feet, because after the enemy hits the first one, they're going to be very cautious going down the trail. So they taught me, well, you want to set a booby trap way down the road to give the enemy soldiers time to become complacent and distracted, and then bam, they'll hit it. Okay.
Got it. Got
I have a feeling that this is an analogy for what Russia decided to do to us in 2014. They decided at that point, we're going to do this to America. And now we have arrived at the booby trap that the Russians have set for us. Okay, for us and NATO. So, not only that, but the Russians are very, their nuclear arsenal is very advanced. They can hit almost any target. We can take maybe one or two, let's put it this way. If we shoot one THAAD at an incoming missile, we have a 50-50 chance of hitting it. Okay. Mm-hmm. If, when our missile comes in to Russia, they have like almost 100% chance of hitting it because they have four shots at it. We have only one shot at it.
You mean to say those 50-plus-year-old Minuteman III's that no longer even have MIRV warheads on them, thanks to Obama, they have one nuclear bomb on top. And if one-third of them fail to fire or track their trajectory correctly, which wouldn't surprise me, we'd have only two-thirds of our Minuteman with one bomb each able to serve as a deterrent. We got nothing. We've been toasted.
Well, think back to Obama's days when at the missile silos, they had one wrench to activate the nuclear warhead, one wrench, and it had to be FedExed to the next silo for them to do it. Okay, so this thing of the wrench. Let me inform your viewers of how this works. Okay, so what you want to do when you fire a nuclear weapon is you want it to positively, absolutely go off when it hits your enemy, because you don't want to just simply deliver them a nuclear weapon. Okay. And if it doesn't go off just right, it won't detonate. Okay. So, I was in the tactical nuclear artillery unit, and, I was the radiological, staff specialist. So the guys that shared my office, they were the nuclear support team. Okay. And so they would practice in there, like, activating warheads. Because what would happen is we had the missiles separate from the warheads, and they would use helicopters to fly the warheads down to the missiles. These guys, the NEST team, would attach them to the missile that was going to be shot. And they also activated the weapon. And so when I was in the office, when we were sitting around the office, they had a lot more to do than I did, so they showed me how you activate a nuclear warhead. Okay, well, the thing is it's like a bolt, and that bolt has like a red line on it, and then there's a red line that says on, and then a black line that says off, and you just take a wrench and you turn that bolt to the on position. Okay, now to make sure that somebody can't do this, it's not a standard size wrench. It's a very specific size that you so that you can't just get a tool from anywhere and activate the warhead. You have to have the right wrench to do
tech.
It.
Incredible.
So this is what we have on the Minuteman. We have this bolt that you have to turn, and this is not like a 9/16 wrench or a 12 metric wrench or something. This is a very specific wrench that only goes to these warheads and to nothing else.
Got it.
So we know during the Obama administration, they had one of those wrenches for 450 warheads on our Minuteman platform. So, it's like...
Now, remember, we have 450 warheads now, that's one bomb per rocket? Is that the...
Right.
Okay, we used to have 10 bombs per rocket.
They can shoot all of those out of the air.
Remember that.
They don't even have to, Jeff, they don't even have to hit them in their silos. They can let them take off because they're guessing that they've been sitting there for 60 years and stuff.
They're not going to work.
And they're not going to work because the fuel is very corrosive and it eats away the metal. So a lot of them won't even lift off. Some may even blow up in the bunker, not a nuclear explosion, but because if you blow up a nuclear explosion, you just blow it up. You don't cause. I mean, if you blow up a nuclear warhead, if you put like dynamite on it, it won't set it off. It'll just destroy the warhead. That's all. Okay, because the tolerances on like a plutonium bomb are so precise that it has to implode exactly right, or it will not, or it'll just be a regular explosion. That's all. Okay.
Got it. Just a rocket fuel going up. Okay.
Yeah, it's just a rocket fuel going up, and then if they do get up and they launch, well, are they going to, you know, the Russians can shoot them down. It's only 450 of them. So they can do it, you know.
Well, to wrap this up, Russia can win a nuclear war against the U.S. handily, easily. And
easily.
Then we have China. Huh?
Yes.
So,
and they have over 1,000 missiles now.
We have been disarmed and turned into a mockery of a modern military nation state within the period of 10 years, 5 years. It's just
incredible.
Well,
it started in 1993 when Clinton came in. He started messing everything up.
That's right.
He wanted to sissify our military, and everybody since then has gone along with it.
It's called communism, friends. Communism.
Yeah. Yep.
That's what we're being destroyed by.
Communism is not about equality. It's about equity. Okay?
Yeah.
And there's a big difference.
Huge.
Okay? Between the two. So.
Great job, Mitch. A really extraordinary material. Thank you. And
you're very welcome.
Hopefully we'll talk to you next week.
Yeah, well, we may be safe until June 19th. I don't know. But June 19th, well, we've already set it up. If Russia invades Finland, we have not made a commitment to defend Finland before they become NATO. But after they become NATO on June 19th, it'll be too late for Russia to invade. So they kind of have to, you know, get on the ball by that date, or they're going to have compound their problem. Okay.
Got it.
And what they don't want is all the American equipment and missiles and stuff stationed in Finland. Okay.
Understood. Yeah. Very good. Good point. Okay. Take care of yourself. Keep preparing.
Okay.
Talk to you soon.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Mitchell Henderson. Superb material as always. All right. We'll be back tomorrow on Tuesday. Talk to you then.